We're in Siman Tof Nun Aleph Kasher and Kalim. We're up to Sif Beis. We will be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. So we started with the halacha that a keli cheres earthenware cannot be kasher. The only way that it is kasherable is if you return it to the kiln and you fire it. Only then do we say that the chametz in it gets totally burnt up. Says the Mechaber, Kuvya, this is a kind of an oven. Shehu keli shosim milevenim va'ofer. It is made of brick and dirt, va'ofin u'metagdimbo, and it's used for baking and frying. V'chein tanar katan shakarn fidlia, as well as this small oven called a fidlia, heseko mibachutz, osur lefos boba pesach. If the way you heat it up is by lighting a fire outside it, and that heats up the oven that sits on top of it, you cannot use that on Pesach. V'ein chamet shebo niflat bakach, because the chametz inside it does not come out that way. If you fill it with coals inside, it is mutter. So the halacha is like this. We're talking about ovens, but these are small ovens. Now, an oven does not explode when you get it very hot. It's made for fire. Unlike your average ceramic dish, where we say that even if you get it red hot, so long as you didn't put it into the kiln, we fear that you didn't do a good enough job because you're afraid that it's going to break. In the case of an oven, even a small one, we're not afraid that you think it's going to break because it's made for heat, it's made for fire. Therefore, the halachi is that you can kasher it by heating it up. How do you heat it up? By filling it with coals. But if you put coals under it, you put the fire under it and heat up the oven through that, there we say that that is not enough to kasher it. Now, this is referring to bricks that are fired in a kiln. That's the way they're made. Whereas bricks that are made by drying in the sun, the halacha is that it's considered a kli hadama, it's considered earthenware, not ceramic, and hagala works for that, so long as you only used it for cooking or frying, whereas if you used it for baking, the halacha is that it would need libun. And then we would apply the machaber's halacha that you've got to go and fill it with coals. Siv gimel, sakinim knives. Magilon bikli rishon umutorim. You kasher them by putting them into a pot on the fire, and then they are going to be mutter. Now, a sakin, a knife, in the days of Chazal, they used to use knives for two things. Number one is for slicing, but also for something else. They would stick a knife into raw food, and then hold that over the fire to toast it. So they would be using their knives for holding food over the fire. If that's the case, it really needs libun. In fact, in Yoredeya, when referring to a knife that one gets from a non-Jew, the halacha there is that since one assumes that they use it over the fire, you would have to do libun on it. Nevertheless, when it comes to chametz, we are makel, and we say that you do not have to kasher it over the fire. The reason being, we're going to see a little later, because there's a day that holds that chametz during the year did not have a shein iser yet, and therefore there are some leniences with kashering it, and it's enough for hagala. Plus, the machamber sheet is that you always go by what it's used for the majority of time. So we're going to see these details later. Knives, because it's very difficult to get them clean, it's best to really buy new knives for Pesach. Now, in the case of a knife that is milchik and you'd like to use it for fleishik, not chametz. The halacha is that all it needs is hagala, even if it was used over the fire. The reason being, this is a very important halacha that the Mishnah Berurah happens to bring in here in Hilchos Pesach. The halacha is that even something that needs libun because you use it over the fire, that's only if it was iser at the time that it was used over the fire. We just mentioned the case of the knives that were used for chametz, and we saw that there's a leniency. That's a leniency. In the case of milchik and fleishik, there everyone agrees that since milchik is kosher and fleishik is kosher, it's called heterabola. What it absorbed was heter. In order to go and use something that was bolea heter for something else, where putting the two together it would become iser, the halachi is that you do not need libun. You don't have to hold it over the fire. Even though the rule is kavola kach polto, that the way something gives off flavor is the way it absorbed it, and therefore if it was held over the fire, you should have to have libun, you should have to burn it out. Nevertheless, since what it absorbed was heter, you don't have to. Consequently, if you want to kasher a milchik oven to fleishiks, or vice versa, All you need is libun kal. All you need is libun kal or hagala. We'll see what that is a little bit later. But really, all you need is hagala. You don't need real libun. You don't have to get something red hot in order to kosher it from one kosher thing, such as milchik, to another kosher thing, which is fleishik. In the case of koshering a knife, though, from milchik to fleishik, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the minhag that we do not kosher milchiks to fleishiks or fleishiks to milchik. But he brings the Chasam Sofer, who says that what you do is you kosher it for Pesach, and then you can change it to whatever you want to do. Getting back to the knife, so what is the halacha? You have to go ahead and stick the knife into a keli rishon. Now the Machaber describes exactly what a keli rishon is. So this is the standard way of doing hagala on a utensil. Kli rishon nikra shehirticho bo mayim ala esh. A kli rishon is the pot where water was boiled up in. Afilu eina at ala esh raksha denaroteach. Even though it is not on the fire anymore, so long as it is still boiling. And what you do is you stick the knife into it. Now, this halacha is that that anything that is not used in a pot, you don't go and use a knife in a pot on the fire, so even though you have to kosher it by way of hagala, by putting it into boiling water, the pot of the boiling water does not presently have to be sitting on the fire, as long as this is the pot that sat on the fire. V'kodom hagala tzorech l'shofim yofim mashchezes b'rechayim. Before you do hagala, you have to go and scrape it well with a knife sharpener, or in some kind of mill, lahavir kol chaluda shebehem, in order to remove all rust, kodem hechsher, before the hechsher, because hagola does not work for rust. Hilkach, im yesh bo gumos, therefore if it has grooves, veniyachal and hakol seyofe, and you cannot clean those grooves out well, in a molo hagola, there's just no possibility of doing hagola. We learn this out of a pasuk. It says, aches hazav, from which we learn that hagola doesn't work for rust. Now this is only if we're talking about rust that has mamushes to it. Whereas if you're talking about stains, that would not count. The tzarech libun m'makom agumus, the places where you do have these grooves, you actually have to burn out. Now why over there do you not have to clean off the rust? The answer is that libun burns everything. Therefore you do not have to clean out the rust. The order is irrelevant. That means that you can do hagala and then do libun on those on the grooves, or do libun on the grooves first and then do hagala. Now further, the Ramah defines hagala pirish haflata. Hagala means to make it spit out. Shakelim poltin ha'isur shebeh v'loshen milashen shoru ibar v'lo yagil. The tzarech libun b'mukam hagumus hagav anadin shel sakinim ein la tikun b'hagala ein la takana b'hagala v'asul achlis v'asakim v'pesach. The case of the knife. This was a case that you used to stick the knife into. So the halacha is that you cannot kosher that. The reason is because it's sewn up and there's no way of getting into it to really clean it. Now what happens if the knife has a handle that is attached to it with nails or screws, or if it's made of if it is two pieces that were glued together? The halacha is that hagala is not going to work in the case of the nails or screws because it has gumos and you really have to do libun over there. And in the case where it's made of two pieces, so the place that's stuck with glue, hagala doesn't help for. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about a knife where the handle just sticks into it. It's not glued into it. If the Mishnah Berurah speaks of a knife whose handle is ivory, and that cannot be kashered, we'll see later, because we say that ivory is expensive and people are afraid that it's going to get ruined. So all in all, kashering a knife, if you can get the knife perfectly clean and it's not made of two pieces, the halacha is that you can kosher by putting it into boiling water. Your average knife today, though, is made of two pieces, and they usually are glued together, and therefore one could not kosher that for Pesach, and one would really have to get new ones.